Hallelujah, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Hallelujah.
We do come before the altar of our Abba. We bring all the heavy burdens, all the cares, the tears. We bring them before you because we know that you're more than able. And our confidence, our trust is in the finished works of Calvary. Yeshua declared, 3 days and 3 nights, he shall rise by the breath of Yahweh, with the power of his abode. That he shall give unto Israel the strength and the power and the purity of the word of Yah. That we shall be able to operate and to walk in that same Ruah that Yahshua, the living word, walked in. And so as we come before you this Wednesday evening, we speak your words of healing and strength. The body of Israel, we do trust you for the Teshua, the mighty victory, by the works of Almighty Yahweh, Teshua. We have that strength in Yahshua to come boldly before the altar of our Abba. And as the song noted, we cast all of our cares, all of our burdens, all of our tears, and all of the pains, Yah, we cast them before the altar of our Abba. We know that you're able, so we trust you for the mighty Teshua, in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, you pray for me, we shall pray the will of Yah be done. Shalom. Yah bless you. You may be seated. We know that the hands of Yah are mighty. We know that the right hand of Almighty Yahweh has been extended unto Israel. This is saving power to deliver, to bring us into the fullness of the knowledge of whom he is. And there are many times by our own mindset we battle against the integrity of his word. We trust him. We must trust him with all of our love, our strength. Every bit of our resources, we must trust him and wait on him. And the only place that we are going to find the security and the comfort of Almighty Yahweh is in the power of his truth, the written word, that it must be written in the lap of Israel. We must have great confidence in that. As I said to Sister Roberts tonight, I really do not feel like speaking. I don't know if it's emotions that has something to do with it. But I know that the sheep of Israel must be fed. And there are those that are listening from different parts of the United States, and those that desire to hear. And so I'm going to speak for a moment tonight. And I want to speak from Tehillim, as David profoundly speaks unto Israel, the midst of all of his battles and great afflictions, as his enemy rose up against him, yet he had one sure confidence. Tehillim 119, verse 50. David said, this is my Naham, my comfort. This is the thing that gives me strength to trust in the Tikvah, the hope of Almighty Yahweh. He says, in the midst of all of my battles and great afflictions and trials, He says, I want you to know that this is my noham, my strength of confidence, to trust Yahweh, to wait upon Him, and to seek His face. I will seek Him diligently. I will inquire of my Abba, even in the midst of my great calamities. This is my noham. This is my comfort. In all of my affliction, in my battles, my great trials and afflictions, He says, I have a comfort in all of that. And in the midst of a great battle or an affliction, we need to have the noham of Almighty Yahweh. He says, in the midst of all of those trials and all of the wicked workings of darkness that tries to battle against integrity of my mind, He said, this is my comfort, my noham, for your word has quickened me and made me alive. For this is my noham. It is the word of Almighty Yahweh that has been tried and tested and has been proven to reveal the substance and the power of Almighty Yah. We that are the elect seed of Israel, we must take comfort in the word of Almighty Yahweh in the midst of our afflictions and great trials that shall try the integrity of what strength that is in us. It is based upon Torah, the strength of our Abba. Was it based upon some illusion or disillusional mindset that has caused us to deny Him? So we must have the comfort, the noham of Yah. And the only way we're going to find that, and the only place, is in the word of Almighty Yahweh. For it is written, it is sealed by the dam, the blood of Yeshua, and it is the sure confidence of Israel. The afflictions and battles of David, they were great. He lost all his sons, his daughter was raped. He sinned egregiously against Almighty Yah. His enemies on every side that warred against him to bring down the kingdom that Yahweh has established. It is one thing that we can rest upon. When Yahweh establishes people, when He brings them to the forefront and the place, no power of hell or darkness can destroy the works of Almighty Yahweh. And we must have comfort. And we must be comforted in the word of Almighty Yahweh. Our flesh will never bring the comfort that is necessary with the battles that we are going to be confronted with. We can never draw strength from our natural proclivity or our minds that wander and think on the behalf of our flesh. It must be shaped and formed by the word of Almighty Yahweh. We must allow the same mind that was in Yeshua HaMashiach be in us as well. He was the Son of Yah, and yet it pleased Yahweh that He suffered the thing that He did to bring us to the fullness and the power of the knowledge of His truth. Without that suffering, without those great afflictions, we would never have come to the fullness of the knowledge of Yahweh's truth. So in the midst of our affliction, our great trials and tribulations, we must resort to the word of Almighty Yahweh. In the midst of our battles, in the midst of the enemy encroaching against our mind, we must trust in the word of Yah, for it is the power to quicken us, to make us alive with confidence, trust, and emunah in Almighty Yahweh. If we are not made alive by the power of His truth, then we will die in the midst of a great affliction. Because the heart will be so inundated with great sorrows that it will break one down. I don't care what man, how strong you may be. We must have confidence and trust in the living word of Almighty Yahweh. We cannot resort to our own thinking. We must resort to the mind of Yeshua HaMashiach. The great affliction and trial of Gethsemane, he was sure one thing, the will of Yah must be done. Not my will, Yahweh, but your will be done. That must be the declared vow and statement of Yisrael. It must be the will of our Abba. Although it may seem so strange, it may not seem as though it's the most perfect thing, but what Yahweh does, it is perfect. He never makes a mistake. Everything he does is perfect. Everything that he works, it is a tzedakah or a righteous work. He does not work evil or wickedly. Everything he does is righteously. And because we are encapsulated in this flesh, we sometimes cannot sense nor understand those things that he does. We don't understand the fullness of his action. But we can always take comfort in the midst of our affliction. It is the power of the word of Yahweh that quickens us and give us the life to press on, to have confidence, to have trust in him, to wait upon him, for his assurance to rest deeply in our life. It is the word of Yah that will bring alive the promise of the hope that we will have security. And know that we have security in the hope of Yeshua HaMashiach. Without that security, we have nothing. And we must have security in this hope. And I weed in the midst of all of his affliction, he still had security because he had a hope. And now we that are in this generation, this time, we have a lively hope, Yeshua HaMashiach, that has suffered for us and given unto us the strength and the tools to battle against every force that come against the very standards of Almighty Yahweh. In the midst of all of my trials, my no harm, my comfort, and my affliction, for your word has made me alive. It has brought the strength. It has produced the character of Yeshua. It has solidified my confidence that you are more than able. And your strength abounds despite and irregardless of circumstances and situations. And we need to understand that more perfectly in this hour than any other time before. For there is a great fiery trial that shall try the house of Israel. And this is the confidence of those that trust Almighty Yahweh, that it is the power of this living truth that caused our confidence, our emunah, to be made alive, that it will produce the very fruit of Almighty Yah. We will trust Him. We will not become weary in well-doing, and we shall not faint. We shall endure the battle, for the battle is set before us. For Yahweh is going to prove himself. In every situation, he will prove himself. HaMashiach 3 days and 3 nights, and Yahweh proved himself because the third day he was resurrected from the tomb of that grave. So shall we be resurrected in the midst of the mourning, the great trials, and the great afflictions. Yahweh says, the power of my word, it is the power to bring the source of life unto Israel. For he declared, 3 days and 3 nights, I shall rise from the grave. And he rose. And he rose. For this is our Noham. Our comfort today, that we take great delight in the security that Yahweh has given unto us, and that is the Noham, the comfort of Yahweh. We take security even in the midst of affliction, of trials, and persecutions, and burdens. We will have confidence by the comfort of Almighty Yahweh, Because His Word gives us life and strength. It causes joy to resurrect. It causes our emunah, our confidence, the assurance to come alive. And in this hour, we need that to come alive. We need to be noham by Almighty Yahweh. We need the noham of Almighty Yah, the comfort of Almighty Yah. And He has given unto us that assurance in His Word. And His Word will never fail. It will never lose the power, its integrity, nor the strength of it shall never be lost. Regardless to our battles, our trials, circumstances and situations that shall abound. It is the power of His Word that gives the life-bearing source. And that is the living tikvah, the hope, Yeshua in us, that we will not succumb to those battles, those afflictions, and those trials, that we become so despair. We lose confidence in the Word of Almighty Yahweh. We must have confidence in the Word of Yahweh. There shall be tears and great agony of our love. But His Word will quicken us. It will make us alive in the midst of those afflictions and those trials. We shall have the noham, the comfort of Almighty Yahweh. I want to read this from the Apocrypha. It says in Sirach 30:21. It tells us this. And I believe that it is impactful. It is profound. And it certainly resonates with Torah truth and the character of Almighty Yahweh. Do not give yourself over to the power or sorrows. Do not be overtaken by the sorrows. Do not allow them to inundate you or give yourself to be ruled by them. And do not afflict yourself deliberately. Gladness of love is the life of man. And the rejoicing of man is in length of days. Delight your soul, your being, and noham, comfort your heart, and remove sorrow from you. For sorrow has destroyed many. And there is no profit in it at all. It does not produce anything at all. Weeping endure. And it is a trial that weeping may endure for the night. But the joy of Yah always comes in the morning. It is the power of His Word to quicken and to make us alive. The power of sorrow will cause one's love to be brought under such great heavy burden of captivity. And the reason so, because we don't understand fully what Yahweh is doing. Can we comprehend the mighty work that He did with Yahshua? That He bared Himself and to be torn by the Canaanite's tail because of our iniquities. And He did all that for the noham, or the comforting of Israel, that we will have great security, that our tikvah will not lose its power or its fervence. It is alive and it's real. It is the strength of Yah for Israel. And to the natural mind, it doesn't seem right for Him to do that. We can't see the working of His power in some manifestation like that. But yet the mighty expression of the power of Yahweh was expressed in that body that was in peril for the house of Israel and the sins of all men. HaMashiach, the great sorrows overtook Him. He was sorrowful unto the death. And yet it was the power of that Word, the pure Word of Yah, whom He was, that quickened Him and made Him alive. And that He rose up from the midst of that great agony. And He cried, nevertheless, my Abba, it is not the purpose of my desire or my will, but I want your purpose and your desire to be fulfilled in this body. And that is our cry. That is what the power of this word of Yah that makes us alive, that gives us this comfort, this noham, that we know that we have security and hope in Almighty Yahweh. We must have and we must enjoy the security of Yahweh. We must have a sense of that security and His protection. And He does that with us by the power, the truth, and the revelation of His word unto Israel. Because it is like a great light in the midst of darkness, in the midst of our sorrows and our great tears and our heart being inundated with great affliction. It is a beacon of hope that shines, that we find in the word of Almighty Yahweh. And it calls our countenance, our whole being, to be lit up and to be responsive unto Him with great shouts of total hallelujah unto Yahweh, because it is the life and the power of whom He is. Without the word of Yahweh, we can never understand the expanse of His power, His strength, and His purpose for us. We must have the living word in order to understand that, and it must bring us alive and comfort us. It has to. The sorrows come, but the joy of Yah always comes in the midst of the new day, or the sun when it shines. There's a new rejoicing because our hearts have had chance to allow this word to settle in us and to see the reasoning of Almighty Yahweh. For His thoughts are so high above our thoughts, and His ways are that way, brothers and sisters. That's why we must have the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. But He desires to comfort Israel, and He shall not harm Israel. That is why He has given unto us the hope of the living word. And that's why the word of Yah, He has written His Torah, His Mitzvah, His word in the heart of Israel. And Yahshua is the life of that promise and that security. And He calls it to come alive. So there shall be sorrows. And there shall be many afflictions. And there shall be great trials that shall try us. But we shall have great confidence in the word of Yahweh. For it is His word that makes us alive. When the tears mount and the sorrows fill your love, it is the word of Almighty Yahweh that make you alive unto Him, that you can offer up the offering of Todah unto Yahweh, and that you can do with great rejoicing and with great love for Him. Do not allow the sorrows to overtake our heart and cause us to be broken. And sorrows will do that. And those that have been taken by sorrows and their lives have been in despair for many years and they have been broken by the sorrows. We have confidence in the word of Yahweh. It is His power to make us alive. We are comforted, no harm. Even in the midst of our affliction, this is my comfort. In my affliction, for your word, Yahweh, for your truth, Yah, has made me alive. It has given me the understanding and the strength to press on in the midst of the affliction and the great trial. And we have confidence in Him because we know the works that He began to do, He shall finish His works in us. He's going to finish His works in Israel. And the sorrows will cause us to be broken down with great despair. But we shall delight our being in the noham of Almighty Yahweh. We will cause ourselves to delight in the comfort of Almighty Yah. And that is His word. We will delight in the word of Almighty Yahweh. We delight in Him, in His truth, His word, and He will give the desires, He will cause our love to desire Him above all things and everything. We must understand that. There shall be great afflictions. They shall try Israel. And yet we have a comfort, a noham, in the midst of that. The unrighteous, the wicked, do not have that. Only the house of Israel. We are made alive by the word of Yah. Even when our own love try us, we are made alive. If our own love condemn us, Yah is greater than that. Our own love may not forgive us, but Yah is able to forgive us. What our own love calls us to sense that we are far removed from Him. Yah says, this is my house, Israel. For I shall make them alive by the power of my words. That is what's going to give us life, brothers and sisters. It is the truth and the reality of what Yahweh speaks unto us. The sorrow shall come. We will not allow them to overburden us, attack us. For but we cannot express unto Yahweh with liveliness a Torah unto Him. For we must do that. And in doing that, we will sense a great confidence of great security that we have in the Naham, the comfort of Almighty Yah. Yeshua, Isaiah 66:13 says, this is how Yah comforts us. Yeshua 66 verse 13, as an Imah, a mother, comforts her son, so will I not harm you. And you will be comforted in Jerusalem. So as an Imah comfort her son, her child, with a tenderness whereby the breast milk is there, the sincere flow of the breast milk. Yet Yahweh has given us sincere milk of this truth. So as an Imah comfort her child, as she takes great care and consideration, as her love is given over unto the comforter of her child, as Yah speaks to the house of Israel, so shall Yahweh comfort Israel, those that are in Jerusalem, the city of Yah, the place that Yah has destined for the house of Israel. Now what a profoundness to that comfort. When an Imah truly comforts the child, there is a security. The child is full. The breast milk brings a comfort of sleep. It's something about the breast milk of mothers, that how it puts the child to sleep. Yah puts all of that in a mother, that milk will relax the nerves and relax the tension of a child. The world has removed women away from that, but Yah put it there for that purpose, that she could tend to the things and the affairs that she ought to tend to. And so when she feeds that child that milk, so will Yahweh feed us the milk of the sincere truth of whom He is. And that is what His milk is, to show us His sincerity. He is sincere. And as an I'm a comfort, no harm the child. Yah says, I will do that unto Israel, my people, in the midst of Jerusalem, that everyone will be able to see. I want everyone to see how I shall not harm my people. And the milk, this sincere desire of the truth, this milk, this life of His truth, shall bring confidence. It shall give them security. It shall give them rest. And they shall have rest from me. That is what the milk of the Imah does. It gives the child rest. It takes away the tension. The child can be crying, but the milk soothes the lamb. The child can be acting erratic, but the milk brings about this mild effect upon that child. And that is what the sincere message of HaMashiach does. It produces the mild effect of Almighty Yahweh upon Israel. And that is how Yahweh will not harm us. He will bring us into His bosom. And He will cause us to be comforted. He will bring us close to Him. And He'll wrap His arms around us. And that security, that right arm is Yeshua. That is what He will do with Israel. He will not harm us, even in the midst of all of our afflictions. Regardless of what ways we have walked, when there is a true teshuvah and repentance unto Israel, that we acknowledge Him and know that He is the one that is all-powerful, and He is the only one that is able. We are not able to do anything of ourselves. We cannot retain life in our bodies. We cannot even save ourselves. The only way we can save ourselves is by what He commands us to do. Israel, save yourself from a generation that is untoward, that has no desire for Me and do not delight in Me. So as an Imam comforts the child, the son, the firstborn, the bosom, the one of her bosom, the one that progenerate the lineage from her bosom, so shall I comfort Israel in Jerusalem, that all the heathens and all will know that I have no harm. I have secured them. I have brought consolation unto Israel. It's by the power of His truth, brothers and sisters. He speaks unto Israel. He speaks a living word, a word that quickens. HaMashiach declares that the words that He spoke, if we continue in the way that He commanded us, we shall know the power of Torah, and we are free from these traditions. We're free. We're free from that. Because the words that He spoke unto Israel, they were of the power of the Ruah, and they were full of life. They were spirit, and they were full of Shayem, life, the life of Almighty Yah. And that is what His word does. That's why David said, I will noham. This is my noham, my comfort. Even in the midst of affliction, Your word, Yah. And that is what is going to be our comfort. The words of our friends, our brothers and sisters may soothe us and may give us some sense of understanding and reasoning. But our life, or the power of assurance, and our noham, is going to have to come from the word of Yahweh. It's going to have to be the word of Almighty Yahweh, brothers and sisters. Our words will comfort one another, but it will never produce the security, the noham, what Yahweh produces, or cause this assurance in us to be made alive, like the word of Almighty Yahweh. Nothing else. So He wants to comfort us, like an Imam comforts her son. Yah says, I will comfort you. And Shaul remind us these things, brothers and sisters. Hear this. All the things that Yahweh has allowed, it is for our purpose today. Shaul says in Romans 15:4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, they were written for our learning, for us to understand, for us to know. That is why Yahweh wrote them, that we through patience and noham, comfort of the Scripture, we might have tikvah. And the Scripture teaches us all things. It says this, that the righteous, or the tikvah of Yah, even has tikvah, or hope, even in death. But the wicked, they have none at all. So Yah has written all these things in Scripture. And everything that we see in His word, it is for our noham. It is for our comfort. And that is what Scripture does. It calls us to be alive and vibrant with the power of Almighty Yahweh. Regardless of the opposition, the great trial, the great affliction, regardless of that, we shall have noham. We have comfort in the word of Yahweh. These things have been written for you. This book, Scripture, was written aforetime that we may have comfort. We may have patience to endure the affliction without murmuring or complaining, without charging Yah foolishly, and in the midst of that, and to have comfort of the Scripture, that we might have this tikvah, the hope of Almighty Yahweh, that we may have confidence and an expectation from Almighty Yah. That is what Scripture is for. That is why we must have comfort or take comfort in the word of Almighty Yahweh. We're not going to find it anywhere else. The world is trying to find some comfort, and they cannot find the no harm. We find it because it is the word of Yah, scripture, that gives life to us. It is our daily bread. It is our food. It is what restores us when we have fallen short, when we have missed the mark. It is what brings us back to restitution unto Almighty Yahweh. Not only is there is a great comfort in there, but there's a great conviction that brings about the repentance in our life. And repentance is a true form of comfort, brothers and sisters. You search scriptures, you will find that word noham. It is interrelated to repentance. Yahweh say, it repented me, comfort me, not to do Yisrael harm. It repented me, not to bring destruction upon them. And so what he's literally said is noham me. It caused my life to be comforted that I did not bring destruction upon Yisrael. And that is what the true repentance of Yah does. It comforts us to know that we have been cleansed from all of our transgressions and our iniquity. The enemy will try to bring those things to our presence and try to charge us and say to us, the reason for that is because of your sins. Then Hamashiach sinned like no other man. Because there was nobody marred like his body. There was no man that endured what he endured. No man. No one's body was marred like his body. No one suffered the afflictions like him. And if that's the case, then he sinned egregiously against Yah. It is not the case. It is not the reason. The purpose of Yah is going to be wrought in everything. And I will bring a greater detail understanding to this on the Shabbat. I just want to lay something tonight. I want to show something on the Shabbat. All right. So that's not the reason. Hallelujah. That's what the world thinks, and the wicked mind will try to charge Yah foolishly like that. But it is not so. Yisrael, in all of their sins, in all of their rejections, yet Yah still comforted. No harm, Yisrael. When they took comfort in their repentance, when they comfort the love of Yah, it repented him that he had taken them through such great afflictions to prove that his word is alive. That's what he wanted to show Yisrael, to prove unto them his purpose and his truth, the purpose of his word. It is for their benefit. And so Yahshua finished the works. He completed it all. That we have the power of that life, or the power of his Ruach to quicken us. For whatsoever things were written aforetime. Great trials, great affliction. In the midst of Yisrael, they were written for our understanding, that we through patience, we may not see it now, but patience. We may not understand the totality of it, but with patience. Endure the affliction, the trial, without murmuring or charging Yahweh foolishly, by through patience and comfort, noham, of the scripture, we might have tikvah, we might have assurance, we might have an expectation of Almighty Yahweh. We may have that. And Yah gives us assurance as well, confidence in that noham. Shaul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3. He said, Blessed be Yahweh, even the Abba of Yahshua our HaMashiach, the Abba of mercies, and he is the Abba of some comfort. He is the Abba of all noham. Of all comfort. He is the Abba of all comfort. All comfort. For his word is a living truth. Yahshua is the living truth of Yah. So he is not just the Abba of a comfort for the moment. But he is the Abba of all noham. All comfort. All security. All consolation. He is the Abba of all comfort.
Jehu says, who, Noham, who comfort us in some of our tribulation. In all. In all of our affliction. In all of our trials. In all of our destitute. He comfort us in all. He Noham us in all of our tribulation. It is the power of His truth. It is the living Word that makes us alive. Even in our affliction. Because we know that our comfort, our Noham, is Almighty Yahweh. He is our security. Even though we may be despair for life, we may fret and have fear, He is the Abba of all Noham. And He comforts us in all. In all. Not some, but in all. In every last one of them. In all of our tribulation. For what reason? That we might be able, to Noham those who are in any trouble at all. That's why. And we will be able to speak the word to others that are in trouble. That's why He comforts Noham us. That we can comfort those, speak scripture, the truth, the word of Yah unto them. Those whose life is trouble, whose life is trial, we go through a situation that is very barren. There's nothing like someone having the word of Yah written in their life. I have to speak that unto you that caused life to resurrect in you. They may do it with tears and you may receive it with tears, but it will bring the power of life into your being. That we may comfort all those and not harm those that are in trouble. By the Noham, the comfort, wherewith we, listen, we ourselves are comforted of who? Of Yahweh. That same comfort whereby He comforts you, Noham you. You comfort the brother, the sister, that is in the midst of a great affliction, of a great trial. The word of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, that is our life source. And that is why the enemy wants to remove us away from it or to reduce it down to some kind of philosophical type of mindset. But it's greater than that. So we comfort one another with the same comfort that Yahweh has comforted us. You that have experienced a certain trial and Yah has comforted you, well, you ought to take that same experience, the same word that was brought alive in you and caused you to be resurrected and caused the joy and the gladness of Yah to fill your inward part. You should be able to take that to someone that has been troubled by the same situation and the same trial. Now, they may have security. In the midst of the great battle, in the midst of the trial, hallelujah, that they may have tikvah in Almighty Yah, for Yahshua is the promise of Almighty Yah. We find the hope of Yah in Yahshua. Hallelujah. Jehu said, for as the suffering of Hamashiach, Yahshua, abound in us, it dwells, it lives in us, that suffering, that affliction of Hamashiach bound in us. So our consolation, our Noham, our comfort also abounds. My Hamashiach, although we suffer, although we are afflicted, for Sadiqah's sake, yet the very witness of that truth of Yahshua is what comforts us today. We suffer for Him, we are afflicted for Him, and yet our life strength and the source of it is in Yahshua HaMashiach. We're afflicted for Him, and yet in the midst of that affliction, we are not harmed, we are comforted by Him. We are comforted by that living Word. That's what Yahshua is. He is the living Word of Yah. That's what He is. And we are comforted. We are not harmed. We are brought into that place of security, even in the midst of trials and great afflictions that cause our minds to be so heavy burdened down. Yet in Yahshua we find that no harm. Even though we suffer for Him, we find the assurance of Yahweh. We find the comfort of Yah. We find confidence in Yahshua. Because he is the living word of Almighty Yahweh. In the midst of all of my afflictions, I take comfort in one thing. Do you understand that he said, I take comfort? It is the power of your truth, your word, that makes me alive and keep me alive. It keeps me alive. It keeps me alive. When doubt settles in, I find myself in the living truth. And the word rises up in my level when I lay my attention to the scripture. And it causes life to rise up. It causes me to take comfort, to repent, and say, yeah, what have I done? It causes my life to rest with assurance. Even though death and every kind of trial of affliction is all about me, it causes my life to rise with great strength, great purpose and assurance. And that's what scripture does. It was written aforetime for us, that we may have patience, brothers and sisters, and we may have no harm in scripture. We may have comfort. And there's not any circumstance that we encounter, no affliction or trial, that is not found in scripture. Nothing at all. And Yah shows us in scripture those great Gebers warriors that endured and waited for the promise. And that is what we must do. We must have comfort in waiting on the promise of Almighty Yahweh. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your comfort. It is for your consolation. Was HaMashiach afflicted? Was it for our consolation, our comfort? Sure it was. That we can go boldly before the altar of our Abba. We can cry unto Him. We know that He hears the prayer of the Tzaddikah. We know that it's not a question whether He hears us. He does. When we have life and the strength of His life in us, to have great confidence in Him and to be comforted by Him, to have security knowing that Yahweh does everything right. He doesn't do anything wrong. Everything He does is right. The natural mind doesn't understand that. But the mind of HaMashiach does. Because that offering for us, it just didn't seem right. But it was right. And it also pleased the Abba for HaMashiach to endure that. It pleases Yah to let Him know that we have confidence in Him. We have comfort in Him. We have security in Him, regardless of what the trial is, our naham in Yahweh, we have great confidence. Because we know as we sing the song, He is able. We know that. And we trust His ability to do all things. And whether we be afflicted, and there is an affliction that shall come, and we shall be afflicted, it is for your consolation. Whether one brother is afflicted, whether this brother or his circumstance, he has to bear the affliction, it is for your comfort. Yahweh knows what He is doing. This man, he suffered, this sister suffers, this brother with great affliction. It is for our comfort. Shaul says, although that I've suffered much, I've been afflicted and tried, it is for your no harm. It is for your comfort. I came through to show you that Yah will secure us. And one may be afflicted among us. It is for our comfort. It is for our comfort. I know sorrows may come and may abound. But even in the midst of that affliction, it is for our comfort. It is Yah's comforting us to show us that He is more than able. And He works all things after the counsel of His own knowledge. He does. And He's right. All the time. All the time. It is for our comfort and salvation, being worked out in enduring the same affliction which we also suffered. Or if we are comforted, Noham, it is for your comfort and salvation. So you that are being afflicted, you that will be tried with great affliction, even that is for the salvation, for your comfort and your salvation. Your brother afflicted, a sister, that it shows us that that one maintaining their confidence in Yahweh, in this great hope, it causes our confidence and our comfort to arise. There's nothing like watching someone that has great courage of strength to endure and to wait. And their prayer life is consistent. And they're persistent before Almighty Yahweh. It causes the tikva, the hope of Yah, to come alive in you. Even though that this sister may be suffering or that brother, their situation may be very bearing on them. It is for your comfort and for your salvation to let you know that Yahweh never fails Israel. And He doesn't. He will not fail us. We have failed Him, but He will never fail us. We have come short. He has never come short in any situation. He has never come short in any situation. And that is why when one is afflicted, we all. When one is comforted, we all. We may not understand the things that Yahweh permits and the things that, He works in the midst of Israel. But it is for our comfort and for our salvation. Everything He does. What Yahshua did, was it for our salvation? Was it for our comfort? Who could have bared our sins and our iniquitous ways the way He did? I cannot. I cannot even bear my own sins. I cannot bear my own iniquitous ways. Because they will bear you down, whoever you will fall under the weight of it. And yet He has bared our sins and our iniquitous ways to give us great comfort. That we may have no harm. That even though our minds will condemn us, He says, I have secured you. Well, how do I know? Search the Scripture. Only in them are we going to find the life of Almighty Yahweh. We're not going to find it anywhere else. And Shaul, as he spoke unto Korinah, he spoke the word of Yah, Torah, unto them. And our tikvah of you, our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the suffering, listen, as we are partakers of the suffering of our brother, our sister, our kinsman, of the unity of this emunah, He says, you are partakers of the suffering, so shall you also of the naham, the consolation. You are partakers of my brothers, my sisters' suffering. When they are comforted, so shall you. You will be a partaker of that same comforting. Hallelujah. So if we suffer with HaMashiach, we're going to reign with the same mindset. I know we're going to reign in the eternal, but we will reign now, brothers and sisters. We will reign now. We get above the great trials that shall try us. For in the affliction, we find the consolation, the no harm of Yahweh. We need that above all things in this hour. The comfort, His security, His knowing that He is with us. He has secured us. He's by us. We're going to mourn, brothers and sisters. I know that's going to be. HaMashiach says that, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be no harm, for they shall be comforted. So there's going to be mourning. Just mourn. But they shall be no harm. Blessed are they. What a profound statement. They are barak. Those that mourn, those that travail deeply, for they shall be comforted. They shall be comforted. And Yahweh shall not harm those that do mourn. And we are going to mourn the afflictions. The great trials will cause us to mourn. Hallelujah. But you mourn knowing you have confidence or security in Almighty Yahweh. Mourn, my brother, my sister, but there is a comfort. There is a no harm. You have security in Almighty Yah. Yahshua is that security for Israel. Look at the 7th chapter of 2 Corinthians. As Yah, through the power of Shaul, speaks
unto this house. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 5, I will begin. For when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Around us fighting and dispute, within were fears and pressure. You have experienced that? Fears and pressure. The fears mount up, trouble on every side. Your mind is troubled. You dispute, you don't know which way to go. We have all experienced this. He said, nevertheless, your way, that's all right by me. He said, nevertheless, in the midst of all of that, Yahweh, no harm, he comforts those that are cast down. He comforts those. Those that are cast down. Those that are broken down. Yahweh, no harm them. Trouble on every side, mourning, affliction, trials, fears within, not knowing which way to go, which way to turn, not knowing which way, what to resort to. Nevertheless, in the midst of all of that, when it seems like all the doors are closed and there is no pig at all, no hope. Shaul says, nevertheless, when I was in great despair, not knowing which way to turn, not having any focus, my mind was so troubled, I had mourned, I had wept. He said, my confidence was, nevertheless, Yahweh comforts, he no harm. Those that are cast down comforted us by the coming of Titus. He comforted us by a brother speaking unto us the comfort of Yah. He comforted us. Yahweh did. By the words, by the scripture that Titus spoke unto us. The words of assurance and comforts of no harm. The words of security. The words to cause us to continue to press on. And not to give up. Yah, he sent that one to comfort them. And he will send in the midst of Israel comforters. That's why Yahshua said, I can't leave you comfortless. I will pray unto the Abba. He was a comforter to them. To those Shalishians, he comforted them. He was the living word, wasn't he? And he said, nevertheless, when the Ruah comes, he will testify those things that Yah has written there, that I have spoken unto you. They've been written in your left. And that's what the Ruah of Yahweh, the Comforter, it will bring forth the word. It will witness to the truth of Almighty Yahweh that will comfort us and give us consolation in Yahshua. And not by his coming only. And not by his coming only, but by the consolation of the Noham, the Comforter, which he was comforted by you. Not only did he comfort us, but he was comforted by you to see the strength of the character of Yahweh in the midst. That you were steadfast, the willingness, the obedience unto Almighty Yahweh. When he told us your earnest desire, your what? Mourning. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be no harm. They shall be comforted. The scripture doesn't lie. It's a great witness. He says, by your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoice even the more. Hallelujah. It's all right to mourn. It's all right. Because in the midst of that, Yah said, I will comfort it. I will no harm those that mourn. For we know that he is Tzedekah. We know that. So we mourn, we cry for his righteousness and his righteous judgment upon us. So they comfort, and they were comforted, and they comfort one another, and they were comforted by the coming of the one that spoke the word, and he was comforted by them because of their earnest desire and their purpose to please Almighty Yahweh. We must desire that to please Him. And David says unto Helium, listen to this. David said, therefore mine love is glad, and my splendor, my tefireth, rejoice. My flesh also rests in tigva and hope. My flesh rests in your safety with great confidence. For the Noham of Yahweh, it gives us the strength, brothers and sisters, His comfort, to hope in that security. That is what it does. It gives us the strength to hope and to wait on Him. It gives us the strength to wait on Almighty Yahweh. And it gives us that strength to have tikvah. When we are comforted, then we have that strength to hope. We can wait on Him. And that is why He will comfort Israel, and He will cause us to have great comfort. He says in Helium 31:24, be of tough courage, be of good courage, be of tough courage. And He shall strengthen your lev, all you that take for or have hope in Almighty Yahweh. As He says unto Jehoshua, be of good courage and be strong. As He told Joshua, I want you to walk this way. If you do that, I will guard and lead you. And so we that have tough courage, Yahweh shall strengthen our love. Only those that have tikvah, hope in Almighty Yahweh. We will know if we have hope because we will be strengthened by Him. He is our Noham. He is our comfort. His Ruah is our comforter because it brings alive the living word of Almighty Yah. It witness to the life of that truth. Hallelujah. Again, I want to read from Sirach. It says in chapter 2, verse 4, accept whatever is brought upon you. Just bless Yah. Simply bless Yahweh for whatever is brought upon us. And in changes that humble you, to be patient. Yah, even the things that we experience, it brings about a change and it humbles us to be patient with Him. For gold is tested in the fire, and acceptable men in the furnace of humiliation. Those that Yah has accepted, I believe that. He brings them to great humiliation. They do not have the type of recognition of those that are vile and wicked. He said, trust in Yahweh, trust in Him, and Yahweh will help you. Do you believe that? I believe that. That's not hard to believe. I trust that. Trust in Yahweh, and Yahweh will help you. Make your way straight and hope in Him. You who fear Yahweh, wait for His mercy, and turn not aside, lest you fall. You who fear Yahweh, trust in Him, and your reward will not fail. You who fear Yahweh, hope for the tough things, for everlasting joy and mercy. Consider the ancient generation, and see, whoever trusted in Yahweh and was put to shame, or whoever preserved in the fear of Yah and was taken, or whoever called upon Him and was overlooked. Whoever feared Yahweh that and trusted Him, that Yahweh put to shame. Whoever trusted in Yahweh, whoever were preserved in the fear of Yahweh was forsaken. Those that fear Yahweh, He did not forsake them. He did not forsake them. Those who call upon Him, He did not overlook them. He hears the cries of Israel. He doesn't overlook us. He comforts His house because we have hope. And it is the strength of His
that is produced by His comforting that cause us to have great hope in Him. I want to say to us that there is a great affliction that shall try you. We need to be awakened in the Ruah and our minds on Yah, to take great confidence in His Word, to study, to show ourselves approved, to do it as a workman, that we are not ashamed what many old time we've spent with Yahweh. We must give Yahweh all. And if we truly love Him, we give Him everything. That is what we will give Him, not something that is partial and something that is superficial, but something that will cause His joy to be filled in His love. I want to close here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19. For what is our tikvah, our hope, or joy, shimsha, or crown of rejoicing? All of you are now, even then in the presence of our Master, Yahshua HaMashiach, at His coming. So what is our hope? What is our kita, our crown of rejoicing, our gila? Is it not that we shall stand in the presence of Yahshua HaMashiach? Is that not the comfort of our love? That as we suffer with Him, we're going to reign with Him. As He was resurrected, so shall we. Those that are dead shall be caught up, shall rise first. We that are alive and remained, we shall be caught up. So either way, the comfort of Yah, whether one is alive, whether one has gone to the grave, we still have great confidence. The wicked is driven away and is wicked, but the righteous has hope even in his death. The righteous of Yah, even in death, we still have comfort. So our comfort, our strength, and our ability to endure, to wait upon this precious tikvah of Yah, is only going to be strengthened by the hearing of the word of Yah, and by Scripture, and by the power of this living truth as it burned deeply in us. May Yah comfort us all tonight in all of our afflictions and trial. May His comfort, may the assurance of Yahshua rest deeply in us. Yah bless you all tonight. May He cause your heart to be filled with His delight. May our hearts be comforted tonight in all things. We bless you all that are listening by our live stream. May the word of Yah bless you tonight. I do pray that it has strengthened you, because I certainly did not emotionally or physically feel like preaching. But we must do all things for His honor and His purpose. May He bless you. May He bless you, Brother Dale, Sister Celeste, and Jayla. May His strength, Sister Dot. You all that are listening, may He bless you all. Brother Jerome James, there in McKinney, Texas. All of us here, may He strengthen us that we may stand faithfully one with the other, comfort one another. And the promise and this great hope of expectation to stand in the presence of our Abba, Yahshua is the hope of that. And without Him, we have no tikvah, no hope of standing in His presence. May Yah bless you all tonight. I did want to read a letter Brother wrote to me down out of Jacksonville, Florida. Precious brother, how Yah has just radically changed his whole concept and his whole place. He's a Baptist pastor, and how the truth has been revealed. And he wrote me back and said, Pastor Roberts, I'm listening to one of your messages right now, the fiery trials. Because I said, brother, you're going to have many trials, but there's a trial that is going to come. I just bless Yah for the strength of this brother, Brother Fenton, there in Jacksonville, Florida, that he has brought the seed of Israel out of the bondage of this whore that corrupts and pollutes. Hallelujah. All his life, he said he was a Baptist. Let me read it quickly.
Just take a couple of minutes. He says this. He says, Shalom. I was raised in a Baptist church. Became a Baptist minister 2 years ago. But I've always prayed for the truth. Not just prayed for the truth, but I wanted to be sure that I was sharing the truth. So I prayed that I would always be truthful when it came to preaching the word. 5 months ago, I met a brother. And he, through the Spirit of Yah, opened my eyes. Everything I thought I knew became untrue. I no longer say I'm a child of God through my faith in Jesus Christ. I say I am a child of Yahweh by the sacrifice of His Son, Yahshua HaMashiach. I was one who believed that the new covenant substituted the old. Hallelujah for His guidance, Brother Fenton Ramsey. So I answer him back. I said, Shalom, my brother Fenton and fellow laborer in the faith of Yahweh and Yahshua. My heart leaps with great joy when I hear the testimony of Yahweh bringing the house of Israel to the knowledge of His truth. Tehillim 119, 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness and your Torah is immense. I do understand the battles that you have had to encounter and the battles that are ahead of you. I will stand with you in the defense of the message of Yahshua HaMashiach, the true Son of Yahweh. I will add your name to our newsletter, my brother. Also, I do hope that you take time and look and read some of the information we have on the website. We have preaching on everything that will help those who come to the site. I do look to hear from you, my brother. If you are near us at any time, do give me a call and stop in and see the works of Yahweh here that He started many years ago. Do stay in touch, my brother Fenton. May Yahweh and Yahshua enrich you in this way and all that are under your direction of Yahweh with you that desire His truth. And so he writes me back. He says, Shalom, Pastor Roberts. I reside in Jacksonville, Florida, and I would be more than happy to drive up and hear Yahweh's word. I'm presently listening to the fiery trial. Is it possible for you to contact me? I usually take my lunch between 1 and 1:30 p.m. If you can, my cell number, he gives me that. I've been in Jacksonville since January 1st, moved from Milwaukee. And it is very difficult to find Yahweh's truth being preached. Plainly impossible. If you have time, Brother Roberts, please contact me, and I will. So I believe that Yahweh will bless this precious brother. I will certainly invite him up to come and to be in fellowship with us, because I can sense that sincerity of his love. And most of those organizations like that, Baptist and Methodist, you got to have some degree of learning before you can become what we call a pastor in those assemblies. They are not the true Raha of Yah. They're not. But you must have that. Some degree of learning, unless you're one of the old timers that have been in there for many, many years and still there are many classes you must take. May Yah bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all that are listening tonight. May Yah strengthen you all. Bless you, Brother Dale again, Sister Celeste, the jailer, the children, Sister Dot. Be encouraged, all of you. In all things we do, Barak you, Abba Yah. We told you for all things. Bless your people and strengthen them. Give us all comfort and rest tonight. Brother Dale, rest tonight, Sister Celeste. In this situation, I pray, and the children, Sister Dot, even her husband, Yahweh, we pray for them. We pray for Sister Horn and all those here, everyone, every brother, every sister. We pray for your people scattered around the world, those that we may miss their names, Yah, but they're not out of our hearts. Just we pray for them, bless them. Strengthen us all as we journey home this night. We may take great comfort and confidence in you. We ask it all in Yahshua's name. Israel said, Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.